from Carolina down to Georgia. Smell the jasmine and magnolia. Sleepy sweet home, Alabama. Roll Tide, roll. Muddy water, Mississippi.
Welcome back to the Jeff Moore Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for sticking with us on this Tuesday morning. We do appreciate it. 251-343-0106. Hit us up on that text line. You want to react to anything we are discussing this morning. We'll keep them coming. Still got some time to kill in the 11 o'clock hour. So please, by all means, comment, complaint, suggestion, whatever it may be. Feedback is appreciated. 251-343-0106. Still to come on the program, we'll be joined by Jefferson County Republican Party Chairman Paul DeMarco. He's a practicing attorney, former member of the state legislature, and we'll get his reaction to yesterday's Supreme Court stay on that lower court decision regarding the congressional maps. We'll talk about that. Please stay tuned for that. But joining us now, very excited to bring on my next guest, a friend of mine back in my Huntsville days, still a friend of mine, but was a regular on my show sometimes. But glad he is making a he's jumping out in the arena here, running statewide for Secretary of State. Chris Horn joins us on the line. Chris, good morning. How you doing, man?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, man. It's a great day. Thank you for asking.
Hey, thanks for coming on. Let's kick it off here. You're making a run for Secretary of State. Talk about that. What led you to that decision to run for that office?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. I am a product of the Clotilda community in Mobile. So my father's from, my mother's family's from Selma. And it's an opportunity to serve all the people of Alabama in a new and different way. I had a grandfather and great uncles who served proudly from Mobile and from Selma in the United States Army. And when they returned home from defeating Nazi and the axis of power, they didn't have the right to vote. It was a vote that was stolen from them. So for me, it's an opportunity to be a voice, to be a face that Alabama can be very, very proud of, and to make certain that we never, ever have to ask or wonder whether or not our elections are secure, because nobody has the testimony that I have. And so when I say that I want strong voter ID, when I say I want strong election security, and I say that we deserve strong integrity in our elections, my background, my legacy, and history proves that to be true. So I look forward to the opportunity.
Well, let's talk about election integrity. You know, obviously, election integrity is the big issue right now around the country. 2020 left a bad taste in a lot of Republicans' mouth, and you know, they got questions. Now in Alabama, we don't have those issues quite as badly or as much as we did in, you know, our neighbors to the east in Georgia, all around. But you know, that. When Alabama's doing something right, there's going to be opponents of it. They want easier voting for Democrats, it seems. You're going to have to be that face, you know, sort of like Merrill had to be throughout his tenure. What do you think of that? Is it, how important is it to be kind of the spokesman, the front man for elections in this state?
Well, first of all, you know, I'm an Alabamian. I'm a proud Alabamian. I'm proud to represent the interest of Alabama, not just from Huntsville to Mobile or from Baldwin County to Montgomery. I am the face of what we represent across the country and the world. When we go out and we recruit companies like Airbus and all the companies here in Huntsville and down in Dothan, you know, people want to know that we've got a representative that is strong and that can speak to the country in a unique way. I'm not afraid of the allegations when they come at us and say that we're the children of George Wallace and we're voter suppressionists and we're just a bunch of racist rubes. That's not who Alabama is. That's not who America is. And I'm willing and so excited to be an ambassador that will challenge those folks in the courts, those folks in the public opinion polls, and those folks who want to be in corporations that say that Alabama is still a relic of the past. We've moved forward. We've moved from the slave ships of the ports of Mobile to the beautiful rocket ship of Huntsville, Alabama. We've had a tangled roots past, but that's not who we are. We are the future of America, the heartbeat of America. And me representing that heartbeat and me standing in the face of those people who want to degrade everyday Alabamians, I believe is special and a great opportunity.
Joined by Chris Horn, he's a candidate for Secretary of State here in Alabama. Let's talk about election integrity. Now, this is kind of me speaking here. Republicans, they tend to show up on Election Day. Democrats do not. Democrats want to do this. They want to change the rules of the game to make, to broaden the playing field, have an election season, because That's they correct. Think that benefits them. And there are people in this state that think that that's the way to go. How do you respond to that? That if you really believe that everybody should have the right to vote and increase voter participation is so important, what do you tell somebody? Well, you know, expanding the time we vote isn't, you know, that is not a good approach.
Jeff, I'm so tied on voter ID. Photo ID is, I'd rather take an ounce of blood. I want you to be a citizen of the state of Alabama, citizen of the United States of America, to not invade our election process here in Alabama. Secondly, I believe in stand online, same day voting. We don't need a vote season or a vote month. We need a vote day. It's basically, Jeff, an embarrassment to my forefathers who want to be able to go and vote and couldn't. And there's a tradition, a rich tradition of dressing up and putting on the bow tie and a top hat to go vote on day. And that's what we should continue. I still do it to this day. It's a special day. And we shouldn't desecrate the memories of those folks who fought for the right to vote for women and for everyone else, that we want to stand online for voter day. So it was a big deal for me and my fiance who has come from the Republican National Committee, and her and I had an opportunity to go up to Michigan directly afterwards, because we want to not just, you know, be able to say what happened in Alabama, but in Electoral College, you know, Michigan sent out millions on millions of absentee ballots, and they changed the rules right before the game started. It's almost like it's Super Bowl this week, and they decided this week that a first down was going to be 5 yards and not 10 yards.
Right.
That's what happened to us. They changed the rules in the middle of the game, and they used absentee ballots. And it's been my work and my hard work to fight that in other states as well. And I'm continuing to do so with the Secretary of State.
Chris, tell me this. African-American community, and they insist we have a very unfair election system, that this court decision yesterday, which doesn't really pertain necessarily to voting, but just who you vote for, more like than not the actual process of voting. But they think that, a lot of Democrats and a lot of the activists in the African-American community think that we need more federal oversight. Alabama has always been under the, for the sins of the past, mm-hmm. has been under the scrutiny of the federal government. But the Terry Sewells and the Roger Smithermans and mm-hmm. Anthony Daniels, your buddy up there, they think that we need more federal oversight. What do you say to them?
I'm a small government. I'm a very much a conservative. I believe in states' rights, and I don't think that under the Voting Rights Act of 1965, this is a different day. And we as conservatives and Republicans have been chipping away, including with Holder versus Shelby County, where we didn't have such strict scrutiny that we won, I think, in 2013, that we don't want government, big government, Republican methods is for us to be able to look at what we do here in Alabama and to run our own safe and secure elections. Yes, it is true that some may see it as an opportunity to expand the map, to draw new congressional lines. But, as the chairman of the Tennessee Valley Republican Club, and I'm a direct North Alabama director of outreach for the Alabama GOP, I had my eyes keen set on that congressional map. And after meeting with the attorney general and a few others, the reality is that they had a good map, and the 5-4 decision represents that we in Alabama should be able to draw our lines based upon the calculations and formulas that are in line with being in the Voting Rights Act compliance. So no matter what people have in the opinion world, a lot of times especially when it comes down to black folks in the state of Alabama. The reality is that they get influenced by national Democrats. And if you talk to them in the back room, and they're very conservative on some of these issues. We have a good, strong election system here, but there's some things that they're concerned about that we all should be concerned about. But illegal voting in Alabama is really not widespread. We want to protect what we do here, make it better. We want to keep our lines shorter, for sure. And we want to do some things that will give us more cybersecurity, for sure. And then we want to export those good things across the country and show Georgia and show Pennsylvania and Michigan how to run a great election and one that's fair to everyone.
Chris, your contest, a couple of you, well, let's just say this, the current Secretary of State, John Merrill, and one of your opponents, State Representative Wes Allen from down in Troy, they had a back and forth about, one of these databases. Eric, the allegation is that the Pew Center helped launch this Eric database that Merrill argues is a good way to check the voter rolls for people that may not be in the state anymore. And by giving its the origins, having been started by the Pew Charitable Trust, that is an organization that has taken money in the past from George Soros, and thus this is a database that is linked to George Soros, and that Alabama ought to be out of it. What do you make of that controversy? What do you have an opinion either way on this?
Well, it's always my practice to stay out of grown man's fights. You know, if they want to have a fight about it, let them have a fight about it. Christian Horn's going to sit back and put my eye on it and bring people to the table who can get to the truth of the matter, good, bad, or indifferent. Anything connected to George Soros for the conservative Republican Party, as I belong, is something that we do not want. We don't want influence from the big money and those who have tried to be our enemies in the past. That's absolutely what we cannot have. But let's take a step back. As an engineer, in terms of my life experience starting at Redstone Arsenal in the U.S. Army Labs, I do know the importance of these databases. These databases in specific that you're speaking to, they help clean our rolls. We want to keep our rolls clean, and we don't want them bloated. We want to stay within compliance of the Voting Rights Act, and this is one of them. We need to keep our rolls clean, and that ERIC system needs to be one that we can possibly do ourselves, for sure. If we can do things better ourselves, that's what we want to do. But there is an issue here that we need to speak to and be blunt about it. Alabama's growing. Alabama, Baldwin County, Mobile County, and Tennessee Valley with Huntsville and Limestone County, as you know, are the fastest growing areas in the South almost. And we're adding people in from all over the country. Sometimes we don't know whether or not those folks are able to vote in two states or whether they voted in the primary in one state and then they want to vote in a general here. We don't know whether or not they're dead or they've been put away or they've run away. We don't know. And I think what this ERIC system helps is that John Merrill has been able to clean the rolls and really have over a million files almost that he's had to clean that came through the ERIC system. So the reality is there's a whole lot of good that ERIC system does. And if it's got an ounce of poison from George Soros, we need to get to the bottom of it and get out of it. But if it's doing well and it's doing what it's supposed to do, we need to keep plowing until we have our own system in place and depend upon other databases as well to make certain that people aren't going to try to make it easy to vote and easy to cheat. We want to make it easy to vote and very hard to cheat. And I think that's one of the tools that we work with and get done too.
And we'll wrap it up on this question. I've asked your opponents. You're kind of the last man here on this on the foursome to make its rounds on this show. But absentee ballot fraud, if there's evidence of any kind of voter fraud going on in this state, it tends to come in the absentee ballot part of the election. That in some counties you have just outrageous systems where most of the Democrat electorate in the primary is absentee ballot voters. There's ballot harvesting underway. I don't think there's any question about it. But whenever you bring it up to Secretary Merrill, he tell you this. The DA there doesn't want to prosecute it. The AG is reluctant, but it's still going on. There's a lot of shenanigans being played with that, and this has plagued the state for decades, going back the last 50 years. What do you do there? How do you clean that system up?
I tell you, you know, I think what Secretary Merrill is stating and others have stated and what you're stating today is absentee ballots, not just here, but that's the problem across the country. And the first thing we need to do is extreme limit, the use of absentee ballots. Again, I'd rather you just stand online. That's my purpose, and to make that easier to do so, is to make it easier to stand online and get faster voting through and shorten those lines. And that will stop us from relying on absentee ballots. I do believe that if you break the law, you are in violation of election law, then that's up to the AG. My job is to be the ambassador. I'm not the enforcement wing of the state government. What we want to do is advocate for best policy, and we want to turn people in if they are cheating. And we want to do that on a regular and find a way to stop them from being involved in our process. This is a problem that we have a root cause to, which is the integrity of people. And people are always going to try to cheat. I mean, some people think that the offensive linemen were whipping the legs in the Alabama-Georgia games. They were trying to cheat in the national championship. People will do that to the end of time. We just want to limit it, and we want to have tough enforcement when it happens. I'm going to ask Steve to prosecute those cases. But we have to walk that around the country. Again, I want to be the ambassador. I want to be the face. They can't call me Jim Crow 2.0 voter suppressionist or look at me honestly and say I'm a racist. I'm not that. I'm here and standing in the face of Michigan, Georgia, and Philadelphia and say, you also need to tighten up your absentee process system. What rules are you using, and how can I be of service to help to make certain that the people of Alabama are protected in the Electoral College? Because what happens in Michigan affects us in Alabama, because that's what we saw in the 2020 election, where we have so many irregularities in the absentee ballot that I'm just really strongly against it anywhere that I can possibly against it.
Chris, we got to get out of here, but before we go, tell folks where they can find out more about your campaign.
I tell you what, you can go on Facebook to Chris Horn on Facebook. We have an exciting video that's going to be launching in the next few days. And certainly when you go there, you'll be able to see the link. And I think it's something that people across Alabama and America is going to be talking about our campaign from this video. Thank you for having me on, Jeff.
Thanks for coming on. Chris Horn, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.